Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's it, everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's it, everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You know we getting it tonight. It is official, guys. It is our 2-year anniversary, and we're getting it in tonight. To all the listeners, man, thank you so much for all your support and just everybody out there. We have really, really been growing, we've expanded, and so much has happened over the past 2 years, and we do want to take out the time and talk about that, and God has been good to us, you know, all his goodness and mercy that he has given us, and it's truly a blessing just to be here 2 years, wow, and I just want to just take out the time to just thank God, because, you know, it's truly a blessing. It's amazing that we are here. It's truly amazing. And I do want to let everybody know that we will be celebrating the official anniversary this Saturday at Villa Antonio. So it's going to be an amazing event. It's going to be an all-black affair. You are invited to come out and have dinner with us. We're going to celebrate it, as well as those who want to know more, you can log on at NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, and you can learn more about it. We do have our flyer up, so it's truly amazing, and I'm looking forward to what's to come with the Nikki Rich Show. And I want everybody to call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And wish myself a happy 2-year anniversary. And we popped up, man. To all the listeners, too, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. And that's the MSNIKKI. R-I-C-H. Again, it's MSNIKKIRICH. You can also follow Miss Nikki Rich as well, the same spelling, on Instagram. You also can hit us up on LinkedIn and under Nikki Rich as well. But it's truly a blessing just to be here, and, you know, all God is just so good. I'm telling you, it's just so great just to celebrate this 2-year anniversary. And to all the listeners, you can call in again at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And be sure to check out, if you want to go into our chat room, you can, and network and talk, and you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com there as well. But we're going to go ahead and get the show started, And we're going to start it off with Million Miles RF.
One, two, three, four, 51, 52, 53, 54, 81.
You were just listening to RL, and that was Million Miles. To all the listeners, again, it's the Nikki Rich Show 2-year anniversary, and we're really getting it in tonight. It's Throwdown Thursdays, and we got a special treat for you. We got MC Zulu in the building, so you got to keep it locked. Keep it locked. But you know, it's do you know what today is? Tell me, do you know what today is? What? It's our anniversary. Sound, sound, sound.
It's our anniversary. All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and it is our 2-year anniversary, and we're getting it in. That was Lloyd. You know, we have to get it in right now. It's the 2-year anniversary, man. Shout out to Lloyd getting it in. Get it, shout it. And then we have Maroon 5. We played a little Candy Rain. We getting it in tonight. We're celebrating it. And I tell you, it's been amazing 2 years. Amazing 2 years. And we're going to continue to be successful. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Right now, we're going to go to Rob Ski, Cash Me Out.
Cash Me Out.
I need everything.
Okay,
right, man, but
life
the money,
was.
Don't
okay. Ain't nothing changed on my block and car still a junkie. Hey, I blow loud. Hey, I keep it funky. Hey, 1.5 grams in the out. I keep it chunky. See, I go hard in the kitchen. Man, I used to run at water like I'm finna take a bath. I drop a hoe and then I come back with an extra half. Hey, big beat is doing and got the next stash.
Okay,
no boost. Gonna get rich one day. Proceed up. All day, by my capital, y'all will be a small case. Shell cases, my dog's militant.
Okay.
About face, cash me out. I'm leaving the money when I'm backing out. Bet I'm leaving with money, cause they cash me out. Hey, cash me out.
Cash me out.
Hey, cash me out.
Cash me out.
Hey, come in, or you can cash me out.
Cash me out.
They know the team eating, and what we bow. My team will stop them from breathing unless they cash us out.
Cash us out.
They know trapping in them 501. They know stacking in them 501. Just know that I am packing in my 501. If I can pay up for 5, I mean it. Not 501. Hey, the streets, rubber, I'm in it. I stay on one. I'm like a chemist with the stick. Combustion. See, I be leaning when them beaming shots about the cake. Hey, I believe it when I see it like my bowling safe. I got them feeling they be stinging for shots of the. Watch out, I switch this image. My dog from brown to gray.
Low-key.
I remember all them days of dodging
K-9.
Sitting in that basement bagging
K-9.
Cross the state line, watching for the one times. He wanna go off, so I'm going baseline. My dog will get your boys molested. Dateline, team of shooters, how you block? Looking like the front line. I'm just leaving the money when I'm backing out. Bet I'm leaving with money, cause they cash me out. Hey, cash me out.
Cash me out.
Cash me out.
Cash me out.
Hey, come in, or you can cash me out. They know the team eating, and what we bow. My team will stop them from breathing unless they cash us out.
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 Cut us in, or you can cash us out.
Cash us out.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. We're celebrating here our 2-year anniversary, getting it in with over 308,000 listeners, amazing listeners, that is. And I tell you, I'm excited about what's to come and everything that's going on right now. We have our special guest in the house. To all the listeners, you can call in at 323-580-5749, and all you got to do is press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to our guest tonight. And we're ready to get this thing started, so let's go.
Welcome
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show.
The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online. The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show.
All right, it's that time. We got a special guest in the house. I'm excited. We're pumped up. And it's a special treat for us because this is the special guest for the Nicki Rich Show 2-year radio anniversary. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet, MC Zulu. Welcome.
The hottest radio station on the planet, for real. Much love, Nicki.
Hey, yeah.
How's everything?
I'm great. Oh, man, we're so ecstatic to have you on tonight. It's truly
a
blessing.
I love it.
We're so pumped up.
2-year anniversary, man. This is huge, you know?
Yes. And like I said earlier, we have over 300,000 listeners. 308. I mean, it's crazy, you know?
I see you doing it big, man. I saw you at the Grammys, too, right? Weren't you just
yes.
at the Grammys?
Yes. Amazing.
Nice.
And
constant
God
elevation.
Has really been blessing us, you know, and just to have you here tonight, that's the big.
Oh, it's much appreciated, for real.
Yes. Yes. So we're glad to have you here, and we hope you are no stranger to the Nicki Rich Show and, you know, further shows as well, because we're here and we welcome all our guests back. You know, anytime, it's just like a family. You can come back anytime, too.
Well, that's excellent. That is definitely wonderful.
Yes. Now, to all our first-time listeners out there, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about yourself. And I know you have a large movement going on, so let everybody just know a little bit of background who MC Zulu is.
I'm MC Zulu. Panamanian dancehall reggae singer, but what I do is I mix reggae with club music from around the world, and you know, we call that a global bass thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's essentially a situation where, you know, you get producers from all around the world to contribute to a sound, and it's something that's, you know, unique. It doesn't really have any kind of location, but I add reggae vocals on top of everything.
That's real. And the thing about it is you know how your accent, your voice is so strong. It's like, you know, you would think it would be coming from such a large person.
I'm a medium person.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Medium Zulu.
You know, and it's amazing. It's so crazy.
It takes
crazy,
a long time
but,
to refine a sound, you know. Coming from a
yes, and I don't know if everybody knows too that you also songwrite, you know, and that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, I've done a lot of writing for people who you may have heard of. There's kind of, you know, an unspoken rule. You don't really you know, point it out, like, who you're writing for.
Yeah,
the things that you've done, but. You know, I guess you guys would say no snitching in America. But, yeah, you know, you can get a lot of work done helping other people to bring their projects, you know, to bear.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of that.
And you got a lot of collaborations with Kool Keith and really other amazing hip-hop greats out there. And it's always good to, you know, I tell artists to also collaborate and, you know, come together. And you've really been doing so much, you know, especially into dance hall. I love it, you know, and it's like that good, that feel good music. That's the thing. It's that feel good.
It's a big honor to have you, you know, someone like you, Nikki, who's really like making moves now to actually take notice of what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is, you know, because I love it myself. We have different reggae clubs up here. Have you ever been to Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yeah, I was actually stationed in Fort Bragg a long time ago in the Army.
Oh, wow.
And, I was a medic. So I lived in Fayetteville. Wow. We used to go up to Charlotte all the time and party.
That is amazing. That is awesome. And the thing about it is you know, everybody, you know, your music is being, it's everywhere, and it's universal. That's what I tell people. You want to get that good quality music and make it universal, not limited to just one area.
Yeah, because, I mean, it comes from so many areas just by the, you mm-hmm. know, by virtue of how it's made.
Yeah, it is. It is. And to everybody, I don't know if they know, like you was mentioned in so much everywhere, you know, like from the National Public Radio to the Chicago Reader and Exclaim in Canada, you know, the Cyclic Defrost in Australia, just everywhere. And that's what I mean by universal. You know, the Huffington Post, that's really major. Different places like that, all the press, you know, and they can go there and check you out. You want to search, you got to look for MC Zulu. They got to go search all the, I mean, it's so much more. The guide to all music, it's all information and all press on MC Zulu, and that's all you got to put in. I mean, it's everywhere from, like I said, New York to Canada to Australia and places. So, I mean, you have no limits. It's worldwide.
And you know what? You're the same way, Nikki. That's how I feel. Like, you have no limits. Like, this is your second year anniversary, but I see you, you know,
yeah.
You could be the next Oprah. You know, you can really, like, make a multimedia move. I mean, it's radio and it's online. So, I mean,
yes.
You really are killing. And Nikki Rich TV also.
Yes, and that's what we've been doing. And we're trying to make it happen. And, you know, we've just been blessed with people like yourself to come on and share your story and how you, you know, got to where you are and just all your success. Because I tell people, this is not my platform. You know, God has instilled in me to, you know, open up this platform for others, and I feel like, you know, if somebody hear how your story, you know, it's encouraging, it's inspirational to just even how you're moving is inspirational. That's the thing, you know, just from the mentions of the press that you're in, you know, that can motivate somebody because they might want to be there one day. It's really large, and a lot of people they don't want to say congratulations, or you deserve it. You know, you work hard to get to look at all that you have done in the past. You know, you work so hard, but you know,
right. You
want people to recognize it and say you deserve it. Congratulations and things like that. It could be something just that small because you work hard and you do deserve that.
It makes a big difference, you know, when people recognize your accomplishments
mm-hmm.
and things like that. It also, you know, is so much better when they find it out on their own, you know, because, I mean, these things here, it is really, like I said, a huge honor that you know it, because I didn't actually tell you these things. This is something that, you know, you were able to just go search and find out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the same thing, too, you know, with how your radio station is going. I mean, everything you're doing is out there. And that's kind of, you know, what we are all about in terms of the whole global-based movement. It's really taking, you know, influence from your friends and acknowledging what people have to offer and putting that towards something that's a bigger package, that's
mm-hmm.
bigger than all of us.
Mm-hmm.
you know? And that's what we've done musically. We do it on different platforms as far as our, you know, multimedia platforms. You know, people are on YouTube getting the views. People are traveling around the world doing what they're doing. And, you know, it's all not 100% based on their efforts. It's based on, you know, the combined efforts of the community. So, I mean, if one person makes it, it's like everyone makes it, you know? With you helping me by putting me on your show, it's a huge honor. Anywhere I go further than that, people are going to see I was on the Nicki Rich show. You know, that's how I got to where I'm going, because that's the approach I take with everything I do.
It is. And that's what I feel, too. I feel that exact same way. You know, everything you do, everything you do, guess what? And like here tonight, okay, you already pursuing your vision and doing what you love, but you just doing each step by step. You know, this is one interview, and then later tonight you might be doing something else, and tomorrow, and it's all in regards to what you do and what you love, and it's just it just keeps building and building and building, and anytime you are stepping out and just doing what you love and making it happen, you know it's nothing but greatness to come.
Yeah, it is, you know, but you also have to be very considerate. Like, I'll never forget that you invited me to your show at this point in my career. You know what I mean? So anytime somebody does mention Nicki Rich, you know, that's going to mean a lot to me. And, you know, that's how you accumulate these kinds of things, because you never know. I might meet some people who can help you, and I'll remember to refer them to you. You know, that's just how, you know, we have structured our music scene, because it is essentially an underground music scene, but it's still a worldwide network of people who are very highly, you know, motivated.
Exactly. Very much so. Highly motivated. Well, I do want to tell you that everybody that's listening in, they definitely got to go check out mczulu.com, because it is amazing site. You definitely got to go check it out. Has everything, you know, even acapellas, free acapellas you can get. But you definitely have to learn the discography of, you know, MC Zulu is important, you know, and it's truly amazing. You have everything for anybody that wants to just check out and learn more, because that's what I tell people. You have to learn, you know, about the artists that have paved the way. And, you know, for artists that's listening in and just getting out there, you have to do your research.
Right. Especially, you know, the young artists.
History, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, history lessons do not come with a music career. So, you know, you might be doing something and not even realize, you know, who it came from. Not necessarily me or anyone, but, you know, you might sing a certain way and not realize that, you know, that way of singing, Patrice Rushen did it, or, you know, somebody even earlier than her, you know, Billie Holiday, sounding like Erykah Badu. You know, people don't realize these kinds of things, and, you know, if we have to keep that alive. It's up to us to do that.
That is so real. And just your tours, you know, the different places. Israel, what was that like?
That was a combination of, you know, an amazing waiting fan base, you know, combined with, you know, 3-4 hours in the airport, because they just didn't know what to make of me, I guess. I was run through every single security, you know, thing that they had to offer.
Wow.
every single checkpoint, you know. But, I mean, I don't blame them, because it is very, you know, turbulent political situation over there. So I was just, you know, patient with the whole thing. But every time they could, they went through my bag. God bless them. You know, but, I mean, it was wonderful from an artist standpoint to know that, you know, I actually have a hit, you know, over there. A song called Queen of Hearts has done really well, you know.
That's pretty amazing, though.
Yeah, I mean, the whole journey, you know, of doing what we do, eventually you will go to places that you just never realized. and people will accept you with open arms. And you know, it blows your mind that people even know who you are in these areas. You know,
yes.
Israel or Brazil or wherever else, you know. It's just like, wow, people know who I am.
And just to say you went to these places, wow.
Yeah.
I've been Australia, you know, just the European tours. I mean, it's so much. Like, I can only, I'm going to tell you, I just been touring the U.S., and I've been here.
What?
How many years? 33. And
okay.
I'm going to tell you, I'm learning the land here, and I'm like, wow, it's beautiful, it's amazing, you know. And that's why you have to get out. And sometimes you have to get out of that box because we have a beautiful world, you know, a beautiful
exactly.
country, a beautiful land, period.
And,
it's,
you know, the one thing,
beautiful.
Nikki, is the, you know, the things that you hear about different countries, right, the things that you might read about
yes.
politicians, they aren't necessarily the views that are shared by the people. When you get to a certain place, man, you know, people will welcome you with open arms. And they're into your art or they are into the contribution that you have to offer. You know, and they're not thinking about, you know, what the headlines might say here. So keep that in mind, too, when you, you know, start taking the Nikki Rich Show on the road. You know, I mean, you might, I don't know, you might take it to cooking or something like that. Just anything that will, you know, give you an excuse to go. Overseas, you might just, you know, work with overseas artists. But when you do that, just realize, you know, people aren't trained against Americans or any. A lot of the stuff you read is more, you know, people will appreciate what you have to offer. And that's
that
the one thing I've found out in my travels.
Now tell me this: what was it like to have your picture on the bus in Australia?
I didn't know that they were going to do that. And, you know, for a couple of days, I was just, you know, I thought it was a joke. But then it drove, like, behind me, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
You know.
That is
somehow
crazy.
They,
it's buses. I mean, that
yeah,
is.
That was.
Wow. I can only imagine. That is unreal. Like, I mean, do you sit back sometimes and like, is this real?
You know, I seriously, with any blessing I get, I try to figure out a way to help somebody else. And that'll keep me from ever getting a big hit. So anything that,
yeah.
I'm doing, I think, you know, how can I help somebody with this? And then I'll take my share, you know, of whatever it is, credit, money, you know, gifts, whatever. And I try and keep, you know, everyone around me elevated.
That makes sense.
Truly, you know, I don't know.
Yes. I mean, so much. I mean, if you don't do nothing else, you've done a lot.
Man,
you
God
have accomplished a lot. I mean, just looking back, I mean, I tell people, when you are, you know, sometimes it's not easy when you're doing what you love. And when you sit back and you look at your life and sometimes you be getting all sad and stuff, all you got to do is, I mean, I'm telling you, MZ Zulu, if you don't do nothing else, you go back to your website, you go back to your Facebook pages and everything else, and look at that. That should perk you up.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever have a downtime, please go back to that.
I got nothing to complain about. Wow, yeah. That's wonderful.
Yes, yeah, wonderful. And we got some music, too, as well. We have Speaker Box. Tell us a little bit about that, because we definitely want to play that.
Oh, Lord, Speaker Box is, you know, kind of a story. I have a thing when I'm writing songs, I don't always have to, you know, be so out in the open or overt with what I'm saying. This is kind of, you know, frustration with the authorities. So it's called Red Alert because we throw a lot of nice parties in the area you know, and they're private events, but sometimes they get just, you know, busted for no reason. But, I mean, you know, there's no reason to come break up our party. Nobody's getting hurt. So we throw, you know, I call it the outlaw speaker box, you know. Anytime you set up a party and the authorities come and raid it.
It's called the outlaw speaker box.
Well, you know, that's essentially what I am. Cause, I mean, we keep doing it, you know. We keep doing it. You have to throw private functions also, you know, so your you know, people with a like-minded people can come through, rather.
Like-minded. Those
yeah, you want to attract like-minded people, you know.
Yes. Most definitely. Well, we want you to introduce it here first on the Nicki Rich Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive business right now. Coming to you live and direct is the bad man MC Zulu alongside the lovely lady Nicki Rich. And this is Outlaw Speaker Box. I want you to feel the rhythm.
International vibe. Music rise and play so nice. Rude boy contingency from the authorities shut down the party. I guarantee you.
Outlaw Speaker Box, party time, real.
Ain't no surprise.
Outlaw Speaker Box, party time, real.
No longer secret.
Outlaw Speaker Box, party time, real.
You know the business.
Outlaw Speaker Box, party time, real.
No other person.
You hear the rhythm from your neighborhood.
And it's easy, what you want to know?
They love the way they got a dress to kill so nice.
Y'all respect the everywhere you go.
They want the massive and it running till it's sunrise.
All right, don't rush it, baby, wine slow.
Speaker box.
that's why I'm glad you're here tonight, man. You got me so pumped up right now. I felt like I was in a club. You have to do that butt jam on that one right there, because I'm telling you, you get up, if you sit down, you got to get up and move. You got to.
That's actually music from Brazil, you know. That's why I call it, you know, global-based reggae, because, you know, at any point you could be singing over music from Brazil, from India, from, you know, Japan, and all these people, you know, actually live in these places. And, you know, we come together online to create what we do.
That's truly amazing. It's truly amazing because just that, you know, who did that production? That's what I like. It sounds like
it's
somebody running, you know?
Yeah. He actually, you know, I believe, you know, it's called samba, the genre, you know, that's underlying. But what we do is we, you know, take these genres and, you know, add an electronic drums to it, or, you know, different aspects of it to, you know, kind of signify that this is more club-oriented music.
Yeah.
You know, it has its roots in the indigenous areas.
It's like drama. You know how you get into the good part? You're like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
It swells. It intensifies, you know. That's what it's supposed to do. These things, you know, a lot of times DJs have, you know, there's a skill to DJing where, you know, they use different, you know, sounds to get people to, you know, be more hype in certain times of the night.
Yeah.
These things are built into this kind of music.
Now, I just want to know how it is in a studio when you are sitting here recording it. I can only imagine. I mean, how do you get pumped up for it? I mean, like, what are you doing in the studio as you record? I mean, because it just seemed like it would just be like, out of this world, you know, amazing. It would just be truly amazing, you know, in that studio. I was like, oh my goodness.
You know, I should lie to you and say, yeah, man, you know, it goes down. But no, I can't do it. I got too much respect for you. I have a setup at home where I do it on Pro Tools in a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, you know. I know how to engineer the vocals so that it sounds like anything I want it to sound like. And then, you know, when I'm live, that's when I deliver. If I do a live show, if you find out I'm going to be there, you know, come early.
Yeah. I mean, it's just live on the air. It's live on the air. I can only imagine.
You know,
wow,
that's when I really try to reach out, you know, and grab people. Just even on a spiritual level, you know?
Amazing. Wow. That's truly a blessing, you know? And it's just a... It's just happy music to me, you know? When I hear it, I'm like, wow.
I think we need a lot more of that, too, you know? We need a lot more of that. In dancehall, in hip-hop, in all these things, you know, it's been given over to, you know, a lot of negativity. And I'm not saying that from a judgmental standpoint. It's just, you know, life is hard, and it's starting to, bleed into the art. It bleeds into the art, and, you know, if you can take people away for at least 3 minutes, then, you know, that's one important aspect of the job that should not be ignored.
That is so true. That is so true. Now, what else can we expect from you coming up in 2013?
In 2013, I'll release two projects. They're EPs. I usually start with EPs, and if I do enough music, I'll stretch it into a full album. One is Love Machine, and the next one is The Tao of MC Zulu, based on, you know, that book, The Art of War, and the Tao Te Ching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's based on a Chinese, like, martial arts spirituality.
Yes.
One thing that I'm known for is just, like, I guess, I don't know, talking in riddles, like a fortune cookie. That's what my friends say. That's what they call me. But that's the basis of the lyrics, you know. So it's kind of a joke, you know, that's going to be the project. So two projects, Love Machine, Tao of MC Zulu.
Well, you know what else I see, too? I mean, it's been done with the, you know, it could be done. You know how, I'm not sure if you've seen one before, but you know how they got these movies where people don't talk and stuff. I mean, I could just see it's a movie with just your music playing. That's what I can see. You know how you got
the movie. Well, it's a huge honor for you to say that.
Huh?
It's a huge honor for you to say that.
Yes, yes, because you know how you know how they can act it out and everything, but it's just music, you know. Like I said, you can hear the drums and the drum, you know, going up and going down and everything else, and I just see a movie.
Nikki, if I do anything like that, I'll definitely give you credit for it.
Yeah. That's just what I see. You know, like,
that's a great idea.
A lot of times it doesn't have to be a movie where you're talking. It can just be where you're displaying just your music.
Wow.
And then,
that's just something I didn't think about.
Yeah.
I did not even think of that angle.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You know, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Something like
I mean,
that I think would be great.
That's pretty
neat. I'm actually speechless right now. I didn't think of that. I'll try and have all the bases covered before. You just threw a nice curveball at me. I'm going to write that down.
I'm so serious. You know how, like, you know, like they might have it in other countries, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's just what I see.
Just like a nice, you know, a short film with no dialogue. Okay.
Yeah, it's just acting, but the music, it speaks for itself.
It's the backdrop for the whole thing. I think I can go there. I accept that
challenge.
Yes,
sir. Let's not forget it happened on April 4th, 2013.
Oh. Exactly. On the anniversary of the show.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. Now, how
really
has it been?
Amazing, wouldn't it?
I mean, really?
You can do that now.
Yeah, I can do that now. How has it been, like, for 2 years, you know, growing such an audience? I mean, so fast. I know you're here. I'm supposed to be interviewed, but, you know, I'd like to know, in 2 years, you really have come so far.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I mean, I just see so much, you know. And, like, my thoughts are, like, just, they're a little bigger, you know, and like,
mm-hmm.
they always say dream big, you know, and that's, you know, that's what I love about this show, because we truly have amazing people like yourself to come on, and it just, like I say, inspires, you know, you just everything that you have done, it inspires me. And, you know, I can keep pressing on and keep going and make the Nikki Rich Show bigger and better and just, you know, just try to, you know, just expand. I say continue expanding across the globe and reaching everybody, and not only just the U.S., you know, other countries.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, you know. And in fact, you know, once the interview is done, I would like for you to, you know, somehow get in touch with me. I'll show you some tricks, because you know what's going on right now with the global based thing, in addition to, you know, the way the music is made, is also about how you interface with the fans, you know. And you have to be natural with your fans. The way, you know, if you really want to get a fan base nowadays, people are not, they're just doing away with all, you know, false pretenses and just showing what natural, wonderful people that we are, you know, as individuals, you know, and that's much more respected these days than somebody who just expects you to be a baller or, you know, a certain age or a certain, you know, race or any of that stuff. It's all out the window right now. Anyone out there can attract a fan base of people who appreciate what they do. And like I was saying before, like-minded people. Anyone, you know, the world is big enough for everyone to do that.
For everybody, and it doesn't matter where you are. No matter.
No, it doesn't matter where you are either. You know, I'm doing this kind of reggae out of Chicago, and there's no, you know, big Chicago reggae scene right now. I mean, there are people who love it, but, you know, the scene is not like what it used to be, where it was, you know, central.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter where you are. It's about self-expression, you know. So if you have some way to contact afterwards, I'll show you quite a few tricks in terms of how, you know, to even make your situation is huge right now with 380,000. I don't have that many fans, but I'll just show you what I've
308,000,
you know.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, I'll show you what I've done, and maybe that will help you.
Most definitely, yes, I'm here, you know, and like I said, we need all the help.
We all do. We all should help each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all should patronize each other. You know, the things
yeah.
that, you know, the things we have for sale, you know, we should buy from one another. Things like that, it stimulates a market. You can't just hold your commodities or your wealth to yourself, because everyone will sink when you do that. You have to circulate it, and it will come back around, you know, to you, to the next person. You know, all these ideas, it's really more than a, you know, what I'm saying is more than a globalist take on music itself. It's just on the entire way of, it's a way of life.
It is.
Yeah, you have to go see the world as much as you can, but before that, you can communicate and interact with people all over the world. You can create people all over the world. It gives you a good reason to go to see your friend in Australia who you might have met online. And it's all about
mm-hmm.
expanding your borders in your mind first. And then, you know, your body follows. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Free your mind.
Yes, I hear you. Free your mind over there. What's the name for
right.
the girl?
And the rest will follow, you know,
in vogue.
Yeah, and that was a remake, but, you know, still, that's what, you know, that's what it's about. You know, if you want
yeah.
to do something, you just have to put your mind there first, and you'll get there. And it doesn't matter what it is, you know. And after a while, you stop keeping track, you know, and it's no thing about comparing anything to anyone else. No competition. It's just about you trying to reach your full potential.
Yes. And you know what? We gonna have to get you to do it. We need an intro or an outro for ourselves. You know, the
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Just
definite.
Like a little, you know how you come on, like how I do the Nikki Rich show. We need an intro or an outro.
I'll be happy to do that.
Yes, we're going to need that. Now, to all the listeners that's tuned in, I see we got listeners that's tuned in, so many. Shout out to everybody. Where could they go to check out more music and learn more about MC Zulu? And it can be
MC Zulu.
Too.
Yeah, MCZulu.com. I'll try and go to everything there. Keep
that's
it
why
really
you're saying
easy.
That.
Yeah, everything is there. MCZulu.com. You know, anything, if you want to get in touch, you know, I try and always talk to my fans. And not like a, you know, any kind of celebrity or anything like that. I'm just one of them.
Yes, yes, yes. And they also can follow you on Twitter, too.
Yeah, Twitter /MCZulu. I think that's a link out. There's a link out the site also. Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, try and put, you know,
everything
inspirational
is.
Things that I make up on Facebook, you
mm-hmm.
know, and through Twitter.
And
this,
you can go to the site and the links are there from, if you go to the site and you click on one of the links, it just goes directly to the other
Yeah, it'll be there. Mm-hmm. Everything is pretty much the hub is mczulu.com. You know, one thing I need to learn is YouTube. I'm not even that heavy on YouTube. I just put, you know, live footage here and there from places I've been. But I'm not as well versed on YouTube as maybe, you know, I should be. So that'll be my next thing. Anybody out there listening,
oh, yeah.
you have suggestions for me, definitely hit me up. You know, this is two-way communication.
It is. And we're just so glad to have you on. And I see we got some callers right here, and we're going to bring in callers. We're going to go to 864-704. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's going on, Nikki? It's your boy, Lenny Mac.
How y'all doing? Welcome to the Nikki Show. How you doing?
I'm good. First, I just want to say congratulations on the second year anniversary of the Nikki Rich Show. Truly a blessing. Just want to say that. And want to shout out MC Zulu. We enjoyed the song. Enjoyed the track.
Respect, brother. Respect. Definitely appreciate hearing from you.
No problem. But, like you were saying earlier about traveling around the world, I've been fortunate to travel around the world, and, you know, some of the music that reggae music is very, very popular in those areas, more than American music, because of the music being a very happy type music. And I just want to say, keep doing your thing, man. Keep pushing.
Yeah, man, you know, I really appreciate hearing that because, you know, that's the thing I found, too. You know, in America, it is, you know, America's the home of hip-hop. So, of course, you know, hip-hop is going to run it. But in other places, you know, around the world where they might not have, the, you know, radio stations and things like that, reggae somehow has found its way.
Exactly. But, Nikki, just want to say I'm very happy for you. And I got something very special for you, so you know I'll be sending you some real cool.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Nice, man.
Y'all have a good one.
And
much respect, children.
You log on the MC Zulu page, his website, mczulu.com, and connect.
No problem. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, man, we'll definitely trade links. You know, if you're a musician, I'll promote your stuff too, you know?
All right, no doubt.
Well, we thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too. And it's truly amazing, you know, just to have people to call in and show that love and respect. It's really amazing. And just to take out the time to listen, that's what really is huge to me. Just for people to take out the time to listen and listen to you and me and just hear it tonight. It's a blessing.
Yeah, you know, life is busy and it's difficult. So anytime you can get the blessing of somebody's attention, I think you should, you know, repay that with, you know, really listening to what it is they have to say.
Yes. And sometimes you never know who's listening.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they might be peeping your approach.
Yes, but I really have enjoyed having you on tonight. You know, it's been a blessing and been amazing because it's our 2-year anniversary and it's hot.
Nikki, you know, like I said, it really means a lot, you know, to be on the show.
Yes.
Especially for the 2-year anniversary.
Yes. And you know, we just don't want you to be a stranger here at the Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, I won't. You know, I'll send you some contact info and we'll stay in touch.
Oh yeah, please send me your contact info because I know we have some people, you know, they feel that the Nikki Rich Show, they're gonna come on and that's it. Nope, not here. We stay in contact.
No. Yeah, that's how it has to be, man. That's how it has to be. Definitely one hand washing the other, you know?
Yes. And
for you
know,
sharing your anniversary with me, I'm going to show you some pretty, like, nice techniques. Since you're online-based, I know it's going to help you.
Oh, wow. That would be so awesome. That would be so awesome. And like I say, just what you're doing, it's truly amazing. And, you know, it's an honor. That's why we had to have you on tonight. You know, we could have scheduled any time, but I was like, no, we got to get him for our anniversary.
The honor is all mine, trust me.
Yes, we had to, you know, because that's the uniqueness about the Nicki Rich Show. We have all genres, all styles of music, and we had to bring it tonight. And I wanted to bring it with, you know, Outlaw Speaker Buzz. So it's been an amazing night thus far, and I'm just excited.
Oh, man, yeah, definitely keep it at that level, because that's very attractive, you know. When you're excited like that about things, it draws people to you.
Yes, it is, and I love it, you know, and I just want to, you know, keep going and just, you know, showcasing talent. That's what I want to do.
That's a great gift that you bring to the world, the gift of helping other people.
Yeah.
I see you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you here on Twitter now.
Yeah.
So, you'll be getting a DM with, you know, my info and all that. Definitely.
Yes. I'm so pumped up. And I'm on my social media and people hitting me up. They tuned in and everything. So, yeah. I see you.
Well, thank you guys so much. You know?
Yes. Now, I just want to know before you go, what is your diet plan? I see you out there. I mean, you got the muscles going over there. What is that diet plan looking like?
wait, no. What you say? What's the work plan?
Diet plan? The workout plan.
Oh, man, the Kanye workout, the MC Zulu workout plan. No, you know, I don't really exercise that much, to tell you the truth.
Oh, for real? Oh.
No, I'm just, you know, I just try to be normal. I don't think, you know, it's anything special going on. No big deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I'm just, you know, it's no, from the, you know, for me to try and, like, pretend like I could play up the whole, you know, trying to want to be sexy role, you know, that just isn't me. I just, that's just a photo shoot. What can I say? I'm just doing the best I can in life, you know.
That's real. That is so real.
Yeah.
Well, I just thank you so much, and we're going to be displaying you on our site as well. But again, I just thank you so much for just being a part of the show and being our exclusive special guest tonight here.
Thank you very much also, Nikki, you know.
Yes, and we got to definitely.
Like I said, you'll be hearing
from
me.
Love to have you do our intro if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Just tell me what you need me to say. I got your back.
Okay. But I'm glad we could. You can DM me and let's link.
Yeah, most definitely.
Most definitely. Well, we're going to wind things down here, and I just want to thank you again. And we're going to play some more of that. You know, we're going to play that speaker box again, you know, Outlaw Speaker Box. And we're going to play it one more time, all right?
Most definitely. Thank you so much. And the brother who just called in, also please hit me up.
All righty. Well, again,
okay,
we always say we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we end by saying God bless and have a great weekend.
Likewise, Miss Nikki. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
International vibe, music rise, a place so nice. Rude boy contingency from the authorities shut down the party. I guarantee you.
Oh, Lord, speaker box, party time, real.
Ain't no surprise.
Oh, Lord, speaker box, party time, real.
No longer secret.
Oh, Lord, speaker box, party time.
Love the way they got us to keep all night.
Y'all respect to everyone.
We got it snowing. She fired up. She smell our money. I left the building. That chick was right behind her. She know that when she throw that. Her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on cause I did that. She fired up cause she rap. She know that when she throw that. Her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on. I did that. She fired up cause she rap.
Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here's another rack. Throw it all away. Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here goes another rack. I'ma throw it all away.
Something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fired up, ayy. We fired up, ayy.
I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire up.
Alright. Fired up, ayy. We fired up, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
Yeah, what? Fired up, ayy. We fired up,
ayy. And I just made a lot of money and we fired up.
Okay.
All right, all right. We fired up. Yes, we fired up tonight. We getting it in. That was L. Myers. Yes, shout out to L. Myers doing big things. And, you know, we spend only the hottest here on the Nicki Rich Show. Right now, we're going to go to Steffi Monroe and Chris P. Dead End. Paper cut for
MP.
It.
No. Yeah. Dead ENT,
you know,
new voice of the hood. Let go.
Loud mouth fresh, gone off that midnight, allergic to broke, addicted to get right, all bags packed, dead in, about to take flight, just was about to pay off, some hard days and long nights, boy I hustle like a dog, all day, all night, your girl say I'm the nigga, and you okay, you alright, I hold my hood down, you can check my background, fast money, cash money, max, hold a down, guys, cherry legendary, roll a 7 out the pound, and I'm always keep something with 50 rounds, boy. I walk like a G and talk like a soldier, boy. I can act a ass or keep my composure. All about the money, I can't help but shine. Both cell phones popping, cause I'm always online. East side, Ninth Ward, where they don't mind dying. And we shooting to the top like we're running out of time.
Oh, hey, they ain't never phased us. All we do is get money. All we do is stack up. Forever keep it G. We ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill. We forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around. Ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy. Girl, don't get it mixed up. I do it for
got
my city, so you
up.
Know I'm cheated up. When
up.
I holler
with
black nights, it's a fire.
You ain't a G if you ain't got real niggas around ya. Who gon' be that with you when them niggas around ya? I'm a true uptowner. My niggas down ya, we graduated from hell, we'll cap and gown ya, the hot ones go in ya and the b- come out ya, it'll be a couple of days for them people to bounce ya, oh but tryna pump me, for a bag of get smacked by a junkie, little boy, who is you playing with, then murk you and whoever you stand with, you'll beat me off that mile, huh, you ask your they gon' ride and they say pilot, huh, you see the same that I get with, is the same that I'm gonna ride with and die with. You probably hate me, but your old lady love me. My lady, a professor, it'll teach you how to
do it. They ain't never phased us. All we do is get money. All we do is stack up. Forever keep it G. We ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill. We forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around. Ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cup boy. Girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, it's life. It's a fire. I'm a little for as long as I could remember. Game been cold like the middle of December. Give it thanks all year, like we stuck off in November.
Yeah,
paper cut boy, I'm a VIP member. Spread my wings and took flight with a Louis carry on. Shining on the same days you getting rained on. Smelling like a pound, like I spray Kush on. She blowing deep like she play a bass song.
Do it.
Try to stay zone, red stripe like tint. Money the motivation, so it called and I went. I'm kind of traumatized, blood money all in my eyes. Admit I'm shell shocked growing up around homicide. But still I go hard, relentless and never slack. Advance every day, continuously got a stack. Steady eating the blitz, watching for sneak attacks. Money in garbage bags, we wash it in laundry mat.
Oh, hey.
They ain't never phased us. All we do is get money. All we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap. We ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill. We forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around. Ever since we bossed up.
feeling mixed up. I do it for my kids, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, word life, it's a fly, word up.
A word up, a dead ENT, a what's up, a young money.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own, they can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle chains, they can't stop me.
Wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play them with your info. Real nigga, copy that. Like 10-4. Vet Whitey's look, the acclaimed pro. This roots to this, that's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more. Paper change, I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane, though. I'm fame, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush have to ease away the pain slow. Fake dudes ain't it, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I run the foe, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down, when it wet and all gravy. But it's still famous, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what you side for?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Get it in, spin them in.
told me not to do it, but he'd up in the building, done it, done it again on the dance floor.
Jazz flow.
Oh, looking like J-Lo, damn, I wanna see more. Oh, mommy bag, like a money bag.
Money, money.
No disrespect, but I think I compliment her swag. I'm used to popping bottles, we used to popping tags, we used to getting paper, we used to spending cash.
Like the way I spin,
realistic on the rims. Her head, I'm about to spin, sipping on that juice and gin. And I love how she throwing it. Got tripping, now I'm caught up in the moment. Tonight we about to brawl like we got no budget. Peace the red bones, fat no stomach.
That's her favorite song,
let it play,
turn it up,
turn it up,
let's go DJ.
My music loud,
so
I like my music loud. I like her up, bass down.
That's her
favorite song,
let it play,
turn it up. But I think I compliment her swag. Oh,
mommy bag,
like money bag,
money, money.
No disrespect, but I think I compliment her swag.
That's her favorite song.
Yeah.
I never been a hater, I give props what they do. You out there getting your cash, stand down, then we cool. We only deal with the trio, not you lame Rudy fools. OGs, I know them when I greet them, I salute. Real talk, we the truth, in the streets or in the booth. What's the use in being humble when it's haters out like you? I'm on a money making mission, secret agent, let's forget it. Got a lot of bad habits, and I swear they all expensive. I own my own, bruh, but you still purchase winners. You not in my weight class, you not even a contender. So you better break fast, no, I prolong you to my dinner. Either way, you gon' remember Mr. Marley, just a winner. Catch me on cloud nine with something tender. She say she don't like it when I'm gentle. So I stand deliver this good punk, then make a shiver. Then I throw my deuces up, cause now it's back to clock and shit. I know my pedigree, family full of G's, so I'm proud to be me, and every last one of them say, get your cream, illegal other G, grind hard by any means, keep you a bit, and a trustworthy team, like cats in Wisconsin, I'm a safe producer G's, shout out to Alabama, everybody Ryan D, hustlers out of Florida, Rick Rose and Triple C, Louisiana Animals, Webby and Weezy Wee, then it's back to home base, East Memphis, Tennessee, fellowship,
Thank you. night that she'll be leaving with Shawty. With Shawty. I know someone tonight that she'll be leaving with Shawty.
With Shawty.
Straight through the door, dead end, getting money out the law, and know about the struggle when it rains, the pours. I started from the bottom, and now I'm on top. I represent the bottom. New Orleans off top, and I'm taking off a bottom. And nothing do a top, cause I'm f***ing all up. Getting money round the clock. All I got, all I got.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet, celebrating 2 years today, April 4th, 2013, The Nikki Rich Show. Man, amazing, amazing night tonight. I really been having a blast. It's been crazy. Everybody been hitting me left and right, all the supporters that's listening in, everybody, thank you so much. Man, we're just taking out the time to right now play a lot of independent artist music that's in rotation, get them heard. But I do want to let everybody know that the Nikki Rich Show, man, we've had an exciting 2 years. We've recently just got back from MTV South by Southwest. Got a chance to go to Grammys, Grammy parties, so much. We had a chance to go to in L.A. We've also teamed up with different organizations and was able to also donate and work with different charities, form bonds and partnership. It's really been a blessing. And I tell you, I've really had a blast. I really have. And, you know, if it wasn't for God, we would not be here. And like I said, I'm just thankful for all his blessings and all that he keeps doing. Truly a blessing. And just taking out the time to, you know, just thank him, because if it wasn't for him, we would not have this platform, and I just thank you, God. Well, we have a few more independent artists that we're going to display. We got Feature Face Entertainment, Louis P., Life is a Prison.
I see the world from a different view. Feel like I'm in prison too. Feel like I'm stuck in the same space and ain't got shit to do with 9 to 5 in it, cause I'm just watching it. I feel like clocking it's a way for us not to get to where we dream of. I got a mean buzz, now it's time to parlay that following in the cream, cause I'll be damned if I settle for less than what I feel I deserve when I know I'm the best. Imagine if Jordan said he couldn't make it, or imagine if Mike put down the mic and said I couldn't take it, or Cassius Clay hung his gloves up and Kung Fu came out and Bruce Lee put down his nunchucks, or Tupac never did rap, or Richard Pryor got booed off stage and never went back. What I'm saying is we're gonna struggle, but our perseverance can determine where we gonna rise above to.
Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison. Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison.
I feel like music's trapping the youth, hypnotizing images used to cover up truth. Example, if I'm broke and act like I'm rich with rented whips, dudes be like, look at this shit, this nigga frontin'. Come on, dog, you work at the mall, you live with your mom, so why you tryin' to act like you bald? But if I sign with Diddy, even if my pocket's still empty, do the exact shit with him and videos with me, then niggas thinking I'm rich, when in reality I'm worse off, cause now I owe him, ain't that a bitch? But when you market it very good, it almost seems like money gets you further than talent ever could. You see, this industry just sells you a lie, but you believe in that product, and then you go out and buy. Example, two headphones, same exact quality, but you think one is better. Man, you dead wrong.
See, one is just $100. The other's marketed as fashionable, so the price is up. You spend $300 thinking that they're better, but in reality, you just spent $200 extra bucks. Walking around with headphones, you seeing videos that everybody wants because they favor rappers with them, so they gotta follow suit. Monkey see, monkey do. See a rapper with a gold patch and then get it too.
Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison. Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison.
Tiger said snap back back, snap back back. So you went and bought that cap when he said he brought that back. These rappers got tight jeans, hugging they rectum. Got niggas shopping for jeans in the women's section. The 2 Chainz was rocking the dress. Bet dudes be at their prom with their girl like, yo, who gown look best? Her gown look best. Nah, his gown tight fresh. Nah, his gown look best. Man, y'all dudes a mess. Originality's a thing of the past. I can't get used to the future that's solely judged on swag. A bunch of zombies that imitate what they see. Turn on the TV and that's how they gauge how they gon' be. I had to master my mental to realize truth. I don't just listen to what I'm told without no proof. Cause we taught to believe lies, so I use these eyes. And I see me shine, preach truth, realize. And I don't dwell with fear lies. Cause only real lives can realize real lives. Need you to vision with me. Get up out this prison with me. Come fulfill a mission with me. And my mission simply, I'm trying to get you off this fake shit. Red or blue pill, I'm trying to free your mind. Morpheus, Matrix, ain't saying you can dodge bullets. But when it's all said and done, you won't have to. When you realize you the one.
Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison. Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison.
All right, that was new music from Louis P, A Fictional Faith Entertainment. Right now, we're going to wind things down here. We had an amazing night tonight. Truly a blessing, you know, that we're here celebrating 2 years. I'm grateful. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. You know, it's been an amazing 2 years. We've been so many places. We have achieved a lot, accomplished a lot, so much help. We did not do this alone. Thank you to all the donators, people that donated during the times that we were going on the trip, and just the people who donated, period. And it's just a blessing, and we thank you so much. And, you know, we're winding things down here, and we always say we wish you all the best, much love and success. And it's your girl, Nikki Rich, and we leave here tonight by saying God bless. God bless you all. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. Log on to NikkiRichShow.com. Much love to you. God bless.
Nikki Rich.
You are now listening to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.